Unit 7, page 69. Talk about the topic. Part B. Learn the strategies.
So, I thought lecture was really interesting. I especially like the main point, that interactive games aren't bad for you.
Wait, are you sure? Aren't bad for you? I don't think the lecturer said that exactly.
No, I have it here in my notes. Wait, here. There are some potential benefits of interactive games.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Right. Like cognitive benefits, like spatial ability and motivation.
See, I agree with that. When I was younger, I played a lot. And now I study engineering. So maybe games helped me with my spatial ability.
Okay, but it isn't all positive. What about the potential problems? Like kids who play violin games, and then they get into fights and argue with their teachers.
Yeah, the lecturer did say that. And personally, I don't think parents should let their kids play violin games.
Should or shouldn't?
Shouldn't. They shouldn't let them.
But it's unfair to blame the games. I mean, maybe there's a connection, but it's not necessarily cause and effect, remember?
Wait. Can you say that again?
Yeah, sure. So there's a connection between violent games and aggressiveness. But violent games don't necessarily cause violent behavior.
Yeah, the way the professor said it was, maybe some kids are already aggressive, and that's why they like aggressive games.
It's kind of like that expression. What is it? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Hey, chicken or egg? That's a good name for an interactive game.
Chicken, egg. Let's get back to the main points, okay?